You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio. You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio. Kaechung Radio, 1630 on the AM dial.
Live in archive at kaechungradio.org. Kaechung Radio is underground radio. To donate or find out more information, go to kaechungradio.org. You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio. You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio. You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Touch Touch K-Chung. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mailer in the storm. Mailer in the fog. And me. Hello, everybody.
walk down there? Oh, it's right here. It's the... It's fucking Keicho.
Oh, remembering Buddy's last words. Mr. The bad times Jermel Gordon had long been forgotten. The motion picture industry was growing fast again. Paramount, Fox, Warner, Brooklyn. And so was the Cannon Fulton picture. I was finishing the picture, bringing this twisted fairy tale to an end in a small editing place that I'd hired for. The man in charge was named Mr. Gannon.
Thanks, sir!
This can be no accident.
Thanks, sir!
Oh. Then I see a king dealing alone with his many subjects.
Thanks, sir!
Once in the main
crawls to maturity, crawls
wherewith being crowned,
so do all things.
Wherewith eclipses gains this glory flight, and time that gave
time
doth now his gift confound. Time doth transfix the flourish set on you, and delve the parallels
and delve the beauty around.
And nothing stands, and not one sight.
Thank you.
You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechang Radio.
You mean I never heard any better than that? No.
I thought that you'd like
to meet. Yes, of course. Wie else could I?
What'd you say about the jazz since we? What jazz?
That's too long a discussion.
No, that's
everything in Sweden is good.
Oh, you said it because you are in Sweden now.
No, jazz doesn't mean anything. Sweden does.
We must do that.
Yeah, you listen and you talk to me. You don't listen.
Well, Duke is a nickname. I was christened Edward Kennedy Ellington. And Duke was a nickname which I got in high school. I had a pal I used to travel around in high school who was a pretty fancy dresser and socially inclined, quite advanced for his age. And I think he felt that if I just had to be his constant companion, I should have a title, because he was a pretty grand guy. So he called me Duke, and it just went along with me, and here it is today, stuck along with me for a long time. Oh, this, I'm sure, was the farthest thing from my mind when I was in high school. My talent at that time was acknowledged as being art. I was supposed to be a good painter. I had a lot of talent at that. I won a scholarship in fine art. But by the time I finished high school, I was so deeply involved with music where I had to learn a little bit more music to protect my reputation. Always planned to do some more painting. I have a lot of paint and canvas at home right now. Nothing on them, on the canvas. But I have big plans.
You have?
Plans. Oh, I plan like crazy.
Tesla.
I have big dreams of what I'm going to paint. You know, I know it's beautiful. I've never seen it on canvas, that's the only thing. I'd like to see it come to life sometime. I like to have a band of musicians whom I like to hear myself. And I have Billy Strayhorn, whose writing I like to listen to when these people play it. And that's my kick. And but the boss, I don't know, to be a boss, you have to be a disciplinarian. You have to say, well, no, you were due here 5 minutes ago. What happened? There's $10 fine. This is not for me. I mean, I think a guy can come in 5 minutes or 10 minutes late and blow so much in the next 5 minutes that will make you forget everything that he did wrong in the last year. It's possible. This is the way I am. I mean, this is my, you know, when your music is your kick, why, that's it. That's the way it goes. No, music is my life. That's it. You either listen to it, or you write it, or you play it, or you listen to it. And no matter whether you write it or play it, you still listen to it. Listening is the big thing in music. I believe not analysis. but listening. Music is to be as much... What did Billy Strayhorn say? One of us said this. Music is better enjoyed than analyzed. Or was it discussed?
You sort of just live, as I say, in search of that melody. You know? That's what it actually boils down to. Racing, you know? And after you've absorbed the day and you get all settled down, you're quiet, you're all ready to go to sleep now, you turn out the light, you put your head on the pillow, and you get your sleeping stance together, and there's the idea you've been looking for all day long. Well, and you get up and put the light on and get the paper and the pencil and jot it down, put the light out. And usually before you go to sleep, you got the next part of it. As far as I'm concerned, I think the best place to work is in one room, not a suite. In the middle of the city, if possible, a vacuum cleaner working outside the door. Or go downstairs in the dining room with the bar where the piano is, and they're cleaning up in the middle of the night. That's good. That's real good and productive. It's wonderful. Isolation, because the cleaners don't bother you. And then you get good isolation. It's mental isolation, anyway. It's not physical isolation.
Touch, touch, Ki Chung.